Yes, yebazibwa nnyo abaana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Nenda kusaba ombulize ku muganda wo.
I request you greet of your brethren.
Era omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebyo Katonda bye yasongako engalo okubeera nga bibye.
Those God pointed the finger to be theirs.
Okusinziira mu Yobu esuli ya 2 Mwesi 3 14.
According to Job chapter 23 verse 14.
Katonda atukirize ebyo yasongako engalo okubeera ebibyo.
That God fulfills those he pointed the finger to be yours.
N'ebirala ebiringa ebyo bingi.
Many others like those.
So twongere okumugulumiza Katonda kitaffe.
We move on to glorify him, God the Father.
Oyo atula waguru w'eggulu.
He who sits above the heaven.
Okusinziira ku Yobu esuli ya 28.
According to Job chapter 28.
Olunyo lwa 24.
Verse 24.
Asinziira waguru w'eggulu.
He paces above the heavens.
N'alaba mu ggulu yonna n'ensi.
Sees through all the heavens and the earth.
Tumuddize ekitiibwa n'ettendo.
We give him back glory and honor.
Era tugulumiza ekigambo kye.
And we glorify his word.
Ye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
It is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atudde mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
Who sits in the third heaven.
Nga bakolisi ekyokubiri esuli 12 bw'egamba.
As 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says, verses 1 to 5. That's Apostle Paul was taken
to
see the Lord Jesus in the third heaven. We thank him, our Lord Jesus Christ, 2020 years back. He was on this world.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ngabwe twawulira mu Yokaani esule soko nyule 14.
As we heard in John chapter 1 verse 14.
Tikigambo n'ayambala omubiri.
That the word clothed flesh.
N'alabisibwa gye tuli.
And appeared unto us.
Tumulaba ng'omwana omu yeke yazalibwa kitaffe.
Saw him as the son, the one begotten of the father.
N'ajjudde ekisa n'amazima.
In this field of grace and truth.
Era tumwebaza nti bwe yamaliriza emirimu gyonna.
We thank him that after he finished all the work.
Yasaba essaala mu Yokaani esule 17.
Prayed a prayer in John chapter 17.
Olunyiriri okuba ku lwokusatu paka olwokutaano.
Starting from verse 3 unto 5.
To
go back in the glory he was with the Father before the earth existed. We saw him in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 to 15. And he went back to the glory of God the
Word.
Yet we move on to thank him that he has accepted to reach him today. As he remained appearing to us, as he promised in John chapter
14,
when he said he remained appearing to us, that is fulfilled what's in Matthew
28
verse
18
to
20,
when he promised, say, if we move make nations disciples,
if
we teach them all he commanded us,
he's
together with us to the end.
And
we thank him for his Holy Spirit, whom he sent us 2,000 plus years. When he came down in the Acts chapter 2, verses 3 unto 5, and he came in tongues of fire, we thank the Spirit of truth has led us up to today. And he moves on to fulfill Romans 8 verse 14, to lead us as children of God, when he passes in the much light of the word which lightens our way, and we never stumble our feet.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now even today we want to move on in our second phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began, and we are still moving on to see seven things in the summary, those you're meant to know on the prophetic prayer of warfare. We have so far finished six of them. We want to move on
with
our seventh point. Things you need to know on the prophetic prayer of warfare. Now we want to appear even today. We see the way the Holy Spirit leads us with the holy angels to fulfill the holy scriptures of warfare. praise Jesus much. The way the Holy Spirit leads us, we the children of God, together with the holy angels, to fulfill the holy scriptures, this time both of warfare. Praise Jesus much. There are many scriptures in the Bible, those which speak of God being a one who fights wars. They speak of him, they protect us. He will fight for us. He will rebuke the devourer and the many others. Praise Jesus much. But as we've come seeing that we became co-workers with God, praise Jesus much. And we began to work with him in the office of the Holy Spirit.
And
the Holy Spirit is leading us in that same office. This time in our seventh point, we see the Holy Spirit leading us, the children of God, together with the holy angels, to fulfill the holy scriptures of warfare. This time we will look most to those falling in warfare. Now on this time, we are going to see we work together with the angels, and the one who has led us is the Holy Spirit. But this time we will look to angels from four groups, to move on to see the hell help us fulfill scriptures falling in warfare.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We know of it. First of all, we first heard in Isaiah chapter 34, verses 16, that the Holy Spirit moved on to gather scriptures. Let's read we hear. Isaiah 34,
verses 16 to 17.
Isaiah chapter 34, verses 16.
Munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kwebyo na kimu. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo. Kubanga akamwa ke kekalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe gubikunganyiza.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bw'osoma mu Isaiah 3:16.
If you read in Isaiah 3:16,
tusindikibwa mu kitabo kya Katonda.
We are sent in the book of the Lord,
ekimanyiddwa ng'ekitabo Bible.
It's known as the book, the Bible.
Netunoonya.
As we seek there,
netusoma.
And we read. And he tells us, none of them will lack its mate. It will be fulfilled, for the mouth of the Lord commanded, and the Holy Spirit gathered all the scriptures which make up the Bible. And we heard in Peter as he said that prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what had come from God, as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit moved on to gather the entire Bible. Let's read there we hear.
Petero ekyokubiri esula esooka n'olunyiriri olwa 22.
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20.
Nga mumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo eky'abannabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekinnyonnyolwa mu magezi ga buntu. Olunyolwa 2:1. Kubanga siwali kigambo kyaba nabbi ekyali kireteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu, naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bw'otunnampita ekyokubiri esula esooka,
if you look to 2 Peter chapter 1
verse 20-21, nti ebigambo bino ebya bunnabbi,
that these words of the prophets, now the laws and the prophets, the old covenant,
and
none of those were brought in the will of man, but those prophets, they spoke what came from God as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Now it's true the Holy Spirit gathers, and even fulfilling, he is chief in that. And on this time, tumutunuuliddeko nnyo ku sayidi eno yesaala y'olutalo looked most on him on the side of prayer of warfare engeri gy'atukulemberamu the way he leads us ne bamalayika abatukuvu we and the holy angels okutuukiriza ebyandiko ebyo yagenda mu maaso okukuŋŋaanya ng'abijja mukama ka katonda kitaffe to fulfill both scriptures he moved to gather getting from the mouth of God the Father ne mukama ka katonda kigambo gwe tumanyi ng'omwana the mouth of God the word whom we know as the Son mukama waffe Yesu Kristo our Lord Jesus Christ era nga tumanyi n'abatumi and we know even the apostles kugamba nti okukola endagaano empya said to make the new covenant kubanga ekolebwa abatumi for it's made by the apostles esinzira mu musingi gw'abannabbi basing in the foundation of the prophets Yesu yabazibwe praise Jesus much nabo tebayogeranga bebayagalanga them two never spoke what they wanted okusinzira ku bakolisa ekyokubira esula y'okusatu according to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 naye nabo bayogera ebivudde eri Katonda them two spoke what had come from God era kuba omwoyo omutukuvu y'omwoyo the same Holy Spirit Let's read we here.
Abakolinse ekyokubiri esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5.
Sikubanga feka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli. Naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda.
Yes. Sikubanga feka tulina obuyinza. Not that we have authority. Okonno ogera kwa abatume that's the speech of the apostles womoyo wa katonda by the spirit of god abantu nenda gani mpya yonna even enter new covenant nabote bajogera ngabwe bayagalanga them two never spoke it as they wanted nayi obuvumu bwabwe buveri katonde yabawange byokuogera their boldness came from god who gave them what to speak kubanga mukama face yali asibula kuba kunsi yagamba because our lord jesus when he was moving from the world he told apostles ntitemugena temwera likira kya kuogera do not worry what to speak
Naye omwoyo wa kitammwe ali mu ggulu
but the spirit of your father
yagenda okubawa ebyo byennyini
who is in heaven will give you the exact
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
so nga batuddiramuko katono bakolise eno
as we repeat this Corinthians
abakolise ekyokubiri esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokutaano
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5
sikubanga feka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli Naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda. Olunyolo mukaaga. Era yatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya. Si baweereza bannukuta. Wabula omwoyo. Nti wabula ab'omwoyo. Kubanga ennukuta etta. Naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Olidde okuweereza okwo. Have you heard that ministration?
Mubakolise ekyokubira esula y'okusatu nnyolo okutaano.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
Bakulu omukaaga.
On to 6.
Nti baabatume nabo tebaatulaawo ne boogera bye baagala.
That apostles too never sat down to speak what they wanted.
Niyo obukakafu bwabwe buva eri Katonda.
Their proof and sufficiency came from God.
Yagenda mu maaso okubafuula abaweereza ab'endagaano empya.
He who moved on make them ministers of the new covenant.
Si ab'ennyukuta.
Not those of
Naye ab'omwoyo gwe baawulirizanga.
But of the spirit whom they served.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus
much. Era mukutegeeza mukama waffe Yesu kwe yogera mu Matayo sura y'ekkumi.
The proclamation the Lord spoke in the Matthew 10.
Yali yabagamba temugenda kubanga mweralikira eky'okwogera.
I told them do not worry what you will be speaking.
Kubanga okusooka ye nga mukama waffe Yesu Kristo yatandika endagaano empya mu butongole.
He as the Lord Jesus who began the new covenant officially.
Yali yabawadde entandikwa y'ebyawandiikibwa ate nga ye mwoyo mu bo.
He had given them beginning of scriptures and it's the spirit in them.
Kati mu kukakubo yayongera bwongezi maanyi mu bo.
In descending upon them he just added power upon them.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Orono ni kibanga ebyandikwa byonna omwe mutukuvu yabirimu.
And then it appeared all scriptures the Holy Spirit was the one in them.
Katusome tuulire.
Let's read we here.
Matayo esule y'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
Matthew chapter 10 verses 18.
Era mulitwalibwa eri abaamasaza n'eri bakabaka okubalanga nze okuba obujulirwa eri bo n'abamawanga. Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda. Newe bana abawanga yo temweralikiriranga nti tunagamba tutya nti tunayogera ki kubanga muli we bamukiseera ekyo bye muliyogera onyola 20 kubanga simwe mwogera wabula omwoyo gwa kitammwe yayogerera mu mmwe
yes
utuni Matayo 10
if you look to Matthew 10
18
to 20
aba genda batwala mba masaza
say they take you to rulers and the leaders
yumanya ba masaza be mizimu
you know principalities they are demons
wako isunya ba masaza abogera ku mizimu
when they use term principality they are meaning demons
Iyo manyi bayinzo kuokusika omwoyo.
You know they can draw your spirit to them.
Iyo mchiroto ba mguwayo neyo ne bakubuliza.
Dream or anywhere and they begin to inquire from you and ask. And they want to pervert and corrupt your understanding. Or they can take you to physical leaders and rulers. But he said, do not worry what to speak. Because you'll be given what to answer in that time. Not you who will speak in that time. The spirit of your Father who is in heaven will be the one to answer. And remember, the Lord Jesus, when he was leaving this world, he left when he told apostles, I had much to tell you. But I don't see space to put them. But when the Holy Spirit would have come, he will reveal you many things. For he not speak what he wants. He will get from what's mine, for what's mine is of the Father. Let's read the John chapter 16, then we see. John chapter 16 from verse 12.
Olinyole 13. Naye bw'alijja oyo omwoyo w'amazima, anaabalungamyanga mazima gonna, kubanga tayogerenga ku bubwe yekka, naye byonna by'anaawuliranga by'anaayogeranga, ye anaababuuliranga ebigenda okujja.
Yes.
Byonna by'anaawuliranga.
All that he will hear. Now the Holy Spirit will hear everything from the Father. From Christ Jesus, those are what he brought. And it ended that the Holy Spirit, as we first had in the point we finished above,
he
is the one to lead in the fulfillment of the scriptures. He was sent to leading in bringing them in the world. Still he leads in fulfilling them. On this time, as we walk with him, together with the holy angels, because we heard that angels are co-workers with us if we keep the words of this book, according to those in Revelation 22, verses 8 and 9, and he says like this. Revelation chapter 22 from verse 8.
Nange Yokana zenda ulira nenda babino. Bwenda ulira nenda ba. Nevu namokusinza maso gebigere bya malaika anda gabino. Olinyoro mwenda. Nanga matiraba tokola bwotyo. Nimuddu munno era wombaganda bo bannabbi. Nabo abakwata ebigambo by'ekitabo kino. Sinza katonda.
Yes,
yes, praise Jesus much.
Nti malaika yagamba omutume Yokana.
That the angel told Apostle John. Revelation 22 verse 8 and 9.
Yokana bwamaru kubanga yoleseddwa byonna ebyekitabo ky'okubikkulirwa.
After Apostle John had been envisioned all of the book of Revelation,
he
wanted to kneel before the angel, show him all the things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Naye malaika namugamba.
But the angel told him, you do not do that. Because I'm your fellow servant of your brethren, the prophets, all those who keep the words of this book. And he means what? He told him, worship God
as
the one worthy to be glorified who has given us such elevated words, which means angels themselves, they have remained under the Holy Spirit to fulfill these holy scriptures. And even this, we speak of prayer of warfare, like those prayers we prayed as the Holy Spirit commanded us to pray prayers which prepare the entire world for God's final work on this planet Earth, through which God has called all nations to work with him, the revival and restoration of the gospel of salvation that we prayed from 27th October up to the
1st
of December
2019.
When the year 2020 began, prayers immediately began to work. Praise Jesus much. And they have touched the whole world to prepare it.
We
wanted to show the way that we pray. You too, you move to pray together with those prayers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because we show you now, the way the Holy Spirit moves on to lead us, together with the holy angels, to fulfill the scriptures, the holy scriptures, mostly these times, those of prayer or warfare, those which speak of warfare. And God is the one leading through the Holy Spirit. Now we've shown you that, angels to want to work with us here on this world, the holy angels. If we embark on the main work of the Holy Spirit, for he gathered the scriptures even to watch over them to be fulfilled, it is his work still.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even angels can never work where there's no Holy Spirit. That's why you see in Revelation 1 verse 1, a revelation is given. And it's given to an angel. Yet the meeting of the angel with Apostle John, the Holy Spirit in the midst. Let's first read in Revelations we see. Revelations chapter 1 from verse 1.
Okubikulira kwa Yesu Kristo Katonda kwe yamuwa okulaga abaddube ebigwanira okubaawo amangu nabibuulirira mu malayika we ng'amutuma eri omuddu we Yokaana.
Yes,
okubikulirwa
the revelation
wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
Katonda kitaffe kwe yamuwa,
God the Father gave him,
ndi kitaffe aba akimanyiiko,
that the Father knows of it,
ogenda ku kitaffe w'omuggulu,
I speak of the Father in heaven,
n'ekigambo ki,
even his word,
kati kigambo,
now the word,
agenda okutuma omwoyo omutukuvu akwatagane ne malayika,
goes to send the Holy Spirit connect with the angel,
ate omwoyo omutukuvu akwasaganye malayika n'omutume Yokaana,
the Holy Spirit connects the angel with the Apostle John.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why they say the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, which God gave him, it's the Father. And the Lord Jesus revealed it to his servant John when he passed through his angel. But the one in the midst of the angel and John, it is the Holy Spirit. That's why in Revelations 1, Apostle John said, I was in spirit on the day of the Lord. He was in the spirit to be able to connect what was given to the angel, to give it to John. The spirit is the mediator. You see him there? You first read that verse we see. Revelations chapter 1 verses 10.
Nali mu moyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe ne mpulira ennyuma wange eddoboozi ddene ng'eri akagombe.
Yali mu moyo,
he was in spirit.
Wigama mediator ono,
saying this is the mediator, the Holy Spirit.
But connecting
if we are to connect with the holy angels, our midst has remained the one leading us. Let's select this. When we stand on the right hand or on the left hand to serve God, and angels stand on the right, the one in the middle of us, it is God passing through the Holy Spirit. Something you've understood, that the one leading us is the one in the middle.
Us
are on the right hand, the angels on the left hand. We move on to serve and minister. But the one leading us is the Holy Spirit in fulfilling all scriptures.
So
now we hear many scriptures concerning warfare. And we hear God say, I'm the Lord of hosts.
It's
nothing impossible with me. I kill plans of the crafty. I don't allow them to fulfill what they've plans and make their plans fall upon them. God has never come left his throne. He as the Father. The one who has ever left it is called the Word. And he came here on the Word. He too went back on his throne.
Now,
the one who is here, the one we call God the Spirit, has led the holy angels together with us to fulfill all scriptures. On this time, as we look to scriptures of prayer of warfare, where God speaks of fighting with the evil, because what happens is this, that
these
warfares the Holy Spirit is spoken of, that he himself raised the standard to fight with the evil one. Yes. And the Spirit of the Lord raised the standard. According to Isaiah, it says like this. Isaiah chapter 59, verses
19. Omulabe yagolokosa amataba. N'omwoyo wa Mukama n'ayimusa omutindo.
The enemy is in the warfare. The Holy Spirit is in the war. Every scripture we hear concerning warfare, he also is involved in it. The Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because they have said here that they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west unto the glory to the east. Because the enemy rose the floods, the troubles, the Spirit of the Lord lifted the standard to fight with him. As
you
hear the standard now of understanding,
he's
the one who's lifted it, the Spirit of truth.
So
he alone can reveal us all. As we had in the 6th point we finished, that is poured upon us,
it
reveals to us the Word of God, and he raised a standard of it.
He
himself lifts it to begin that fight. The one who reveals to us how he leads us,
he
even reveals us angels we work with in this
work.
Then is lifted the standard to fight with the evil one. Something you've moved to understand.
How
a standard as you hear of it now.
It
reveals you secrets of working with him.
And it
reveals you scriptures how they are fulfilled.
And
reveals you how we work with the angels to fulfill them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, many people we hear that God watches over his word till it's fulfilled.
And
we ask, how does God watch over it? The Holy Spirit is the one involved in this work of watching over all. And I wonder you out there who do not know him, in the way you live claiming you are in the Lord. Even the way you say you are serving him. Because when he begins to praise the standard, you go to see angels who have gotten involved in the work. They too have come to fulfill the scriptures. According to Psalms 103, verse 20, let's read we hear. Psalms 103, verses 20.
Mumwebaze Mukama mwe ba malaika abe mwabazira ba manyi abatukirize kigambo kye nga muli eddoboozi lye kigambo kye.
Yes,
mwebaze Mukama ba malaika abe.
Bless the Lord you his angel,
abazira ba manyi,
the mighty ones,
abatukirize kigambo kya Katonda,
fulfill the word of God,
abawulira eddoboozi lye kigambo kya Katonda,
hearken the voice of his words. Isaiah, we've had the Holy Spirit lift standard to fight the evil. In Psalms 103 verse 20, even angels come out in the standard of the word. The Spirit has revealed us that word. And even angels, he sends them. They come fulfill the standard of the scriptures reason. You know, in times of not being revealed. Now, you angels, how would I have come
to work?
To fulfill what? For they had not been revealed to you and they had the book, the Bible. And you entered prayers of warfare. And you wrestled by yourself. Something you move to understand me. That angels too are waiting to fulfill the word of the God, the Bible. You say you've been revealed. That them two are mighty ones who are on the side. And they are waiting to fulfill the word of God. But they are ready to hearken to its voice. It means me who enter to work with the Holy Spirit. I must be that the Holy Spirit revealed me the scriptures. Now these my companions waiting to fulfill them. The word of God, the Spirit reveals to me. They wait for its voice. I'm going to quote. Yes.
I have
spoken of them, Psalms 103 verse 20, that angels are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God. Hearken to the voice of his word. That how is it written? What is it saying? Who has spoken its voice? For example,
Zaburi yasa tumwetano.
Psalms 35 verses 5 and 6. We have quoted what? Let us hear.
Zaburi yasa tumwetano noru nyiriri orokutano.
Psalms 35 from verse 5.
Baberenge bisunko bitwalibwa nempewo.
Yes.
We enter
prayer of warfare.
If
we say, oh Lord,
in the
name of the Lord Jesus, by your Holy Spirit,
it's
written in Matthew, chapter
12, 28,
if you cast demons by the Spirit of God, kingdom of God, it's come.
Holy
Spirit has led us in the Holy Scriptures, Romans 8:14, lead armies of angels who fulfill the word of God.
Psalm 320,
and the angels are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God. Hear the voice
the
angel of the Lord, for it is told you. Psalm 35 verse 5, the Lord push them far.
In
the age of the Lord, he chase you. Chase all demons. Chase the demons. Angel Michael, you persecute them. They hear that call. That okay. As hear the voice of his word. Have you brought it out? It's quoted.
Here,
prayer you are here to quote it, break out that voice in the scripture. You don't just go read the scripture and it's hanging in space. Read Matthew 10 verse 1. The Lord called disciples, gave them authority, evil demons, casting them.
The
authority, I chase you, go. If you do like that, Matthew 10 verse 10,
he
called disciples, Lord, you called the other time.
Disciples
gave them authority over all evil spirits, casting them. Even that authority, when they laid a hand and they believed you, they got it. Acts chapter 8, O King of Kings. And even our generation, authority has come being given us. And that authority is the spirit of truth. For you say, Matthew 12,
28, if you cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God, it's come. In laws, basically on front of your Holy Spirit,
he
spreads everywhere. As it's written, Psalm 139, verse 7, where shall we run from your spirit? In heaven is there.
Who
sits in every place.
So
let me join by armies of angels. Those who terrify to
heart.
Those who fight
wars.
Zechariah chapter 1. 18 to 20.
Nenda ba mayemba ana.
And I suffer on.
Agai muso kusura bana ba katuna.
Who children of God.
Utabaganya kuyimkusamutwe.
Allow them raise
Nenda baba wesi bana.
I force so
crap men. Who
terrify.
Ba malaika bo.
Ne bagenda
okugasa gura.
Ne kanwa
walere jira ba malaika basaguzi.
The armies of angels.
Ba itemu nga anonya.
They pass through
seeking. Eranga ba fufete miye jo ubi.
Haunt evil spirits.
Nabaji goba.
As they chase
them.
As they persecute them.
Nasa buri asatu mutano.
Psalm 35.
Unyoro kutano.
The verse 5.
Urugenzi maso kutugamba.
Who to tell us. That voice appears clear. Look to that prayer, how it was flowing. Have you heard in my own words? Don't you think we can make of a holy prayer? And it's not involved in our own words? Because we were refused even to speak our own words. According to Isaiah 58, verse 13, you do not speak what you want.
And
we told the Corinthians not to speak beyond the scriptures. Now you think the prayer is where you are accepted to speak beyond the scriptures? Now the Corinthians tells us what? First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Naye ebyo abooluganda bigeredde kunze ne Apollo ku lwammwe mulyoke muyigire kuffe obutasukkanga ku byawandiikibwa. Omuntu yenna alemenga okwegulumiza olw'okusinga omulala.
Not to go
beyond the scriptures. It is a prayer of warfare.
You are
going to speak what you want. You think God will hear you according to your many words? Because some of us think the more we speak many words,
okay,
I take my prayer of warfare 2 solid hours, yet you're speaking your own words in it. That's why he said in Matthew 6, verse 7 and 8, they think they will be heard because of their many words. They will be heard because of their many words.
Say,
not your own words. Spoke many and they are all of the Holy Scriptures. And they flow very well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7.
Namwe bwe musabanga temuddingananga mu bigambo ng'abamawanga bwe bakola. Kubanga balowooza nga banaawulirwa olw'ebigambo byabwe bingi.
Yes.
Namu bwe musabanga.
You too, when you pray,
temuddingananga mu bigambo.
Do not repeat in words.
Ng'abamawanga bwe bakola.
As the Gentiles do.
Kubanga balowooza nga banaawulirwa.
They think they will be heard.
Olw'ebigambo byabwe bingi.
For their many words.
Kati gwe kanisa wetu n'olire.
Now you church, look yourself. And the way you carry yourself in your prayers, they are like of the Gentiles. Every word which comes in your head, whether it's in the scriptures or not there, that's why you find yourself.
Fire!
Come on! Show yourself!
Because
don't think
prayers,
there is no Holy Spirit give you the rightful thoughts of God.
Something
tells you, take off your shirt.
Take it off,
now you've become a giant.
You
see how you take off your shirt?
You're
in prayer. You got in rioting.
We are in the spiritual, not in the flesh.
But
if you take off your shirt, you man or woman, you see how you take off your blouse and you're shaking yourself.
The
answer for their many words. English say they repeat even some words. You've turned into tongues.
What
that the tongues you speak,
human?
They are in like three words. You repeat them, repeat
it.
If it's a tongue, people that side speak three words to mean all things. You find your
rasses. Now it damn kutegero
rabi. You come in common sense, you see.
To soboro kuogera sentencing.
Can we speak a sentence?
Yoka okumalisa wa biri.
Three words.
Natu ogera story.
We spend 2 hours speaking a story. Three words.
Rima story che.
What form of story is that?
Orina habira onga dingane yoka.
They're repeating only those. And they spent 3 hours.
They are
repeating the words.
And
they said, I prayed much, may you see.
It took
3 solid hours. We
are giant
prayer warriors. Yet
he
was repeating words. Okay, some he claims of tongues.
So
when you find it's checking the head.
Sir,
check
sir,
reka.
Sir,
re,
re, re, re, re, re.
No, eh.
And you wonder. No, kati, re, re, re.
It is that re, 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 from.
Means he catch the foreign angel, 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 catch
the foreign.
Can you
pray as you use that in understanding? You repeat that verse we hear. Matthew chapter 6 verse 7.
Ngaba mawanga bwe bakola kubanga balowoza nga banawulirwa olw'ebigambo byabwe bingi.
Zidiramuko.
Matayo sura y'omukaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 7.
Namwe bwe musabanga temuddingananga mbigambo ngaba mawanga bwe bakola kubanga balowoza nga banawulirwa olw'ebigambo byabwe ebingi.
Yes.
Bwe musabanga temuddingana mbigambo.
When you pray, do not repeat in words.
Omanyi bwaki bakugana okuddingana?
You know why they refuse to repeat?
Ebyawandikwa bingi ebyetaaga okutuukirizibwa.
Many scriptures need to be fulfilled.
Biwetaaga okwoti nga bo bamalayika batuukirize nga bakulembeddwamu nabo omwoyo omutukuvu.
Those you need to quote angels to fulfill as led by the Holy Spirit.
Bamalayika balindidde okubituukiriza.
Angels are waiting to fulfill.
Tonna kwotinga nayo wadde.
You've not even quoted a single.
Oddingana ata abamu wafunayo ka verse
ka. Others when they get a one verse.
Na kadingana ko.
And they repeat.
Usara ye ya sawa biri.
That one verse in their prayer of 2 hours.
That
you have repeated it, bring others. Angels are out there
believing.
Every scripture give them special power, them to add more strength. Something you've seen there. And let me tell you, if you think you'll be hard for your many words, maybe for the many scriptures when they're in righteousness, but for your many words, no. That's why olden prophets, they had a few words.
As
I stand before the presence of the Lord Almighty, it is not going to rain.
And
it does not, as you see,
And it happened like that. For it is the eyes of the Lord who he speaks before. And it's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now they prayed a prayer. Prayers of prophets where they tell you pray them in the seasons. You can fail to pray them. Because they are of a righteous one who moved already in faith. That faith all along he has been hearing the word of God. And he gets it from there. The prayer of a righteous man avails much. You think that the righteous first got righteousness for believing. And faith always was initially the word of God. For faith comes from hearing, in hearing the word of God. Now you hear the prayer of righteous.
And
fails much in its working. Yet, that righteousness, he first believed. Romans 10, 9 to 12. That faith he believed. Romans 10, 17 says, came from keeping on hearing the word of God. Now when he prays in the scriptures and the angels pass through to fulfill. Now this of casting demons, we too know it. We cannot pass the village as we are chasing a demon. We have you ever seen such? And you are chasing a demon yourself, but you're chasing a portion of what in the scripture an angel to chase it. But we are fellow workers with him.
We,
a portion of the scripture, I give you authority all demons to cast in them, chasing them. Your part is to speak out a scripture which will chase it. Those who fulfill it, the angels will chase them. You got the entire scripture and said you will fulfill it yourself. Angels waited that you quote that scripture. Psalms 103 verse 20. That they are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God and came to the voice of the word. That you in this chasing you have a portion of quoting. Angels will chase them all over the village. You see how you want them to fulfill the scripture, you alone. You see, it's very sad. For what does he say? You read for us that verse. Matthew chapter 10, verses 1.
Naita abayigirizwa be kumi na babiri. Naba w'obuyinza ku daimoni omubi. Okumugobanga. N'okuwonya ng'endwadde zonna. N'obunafu bwonna.
Yes. Have you heard that? Matthew 10 verse 1. He is called disciples, given them authority, all for spirits to casting them. How you evolve in chasing by yourself without including authority? Authority, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the one who has brought the angels. Who you're going to work with them in authority? You know that authority himself, we will leave him aside. Even he gives them authority to cast in.
It
means move with the authority. You go cast demons. You left authority on the side you attacked by yourself. And they give you a gun to attack in war. And he leaves a gun behind.
kakati soko mbolilemu.
Can you first tell me?
Bwe walumba nga to. Kale buyinza amwogerako.
Okay, you spoke of the authority. But you know you left him behind?
Kubanga ye mukama afu yagamba.
Oh, he the Lord said. Matthew 12:28.
Uyembango bemizimu kubo moyo wa
Katonda. I cast demons by the spirit of God.
Then you walk like a walker,
then kingdom of God has come for you.
It
means he had this authority which casts
demons.
The Holy Spirit. You know we left authority aside. You are a warrior. You put on a combat. You see your entire full combat. But where is the gun? Me, I will use my boxings. We have gone with people shooting bullets, not kicks and boxings.
Bible says
caught in the arrows of the evil Satan. Arrows that catch fire and they shoot them with the fire. With their physical. We bind you physically.
What are you doing? What is that?
Chichichokola. Now you left authority behind. Remember this authority of the Holy Spirit. He has the other mighty ones, his pastor, the angels. You know, born again, attacked by himself. Authority, he left him aside. You see where the problem is. Matthew 10 is given them authority. Authority they did not get revealed of him. Jesus had told us authority, it's the Holy Spirit. That one you see passes with others with authority. The angels, the mighty ones.
But they
fulfill the word of God.
Your
part is to quote that scripture in chasing the demons. Scripture Matthew 18 verse 18. We love it. You read for us, we see. Matthew chapter 18 verse 18.
Mazima mbagamba nti byonna byonna byemulisiba ku byemulisiba ku nsi birisibibwa ne muggulu. Era byonna byemulisumulula ku nsi birisumulibwa muggulu.
Olutuuka.
Now it happens.
Ngosiba omuzimu ku nsi.
You bind a demon on the earth.
Ne muggulu nga bagusiba.
Even in heaven is bound.
Muggulu.
Is it in heaven?
Kaula.
You want to set that demon of Kaula, as you call it. If bind it on earth, even in heaven, it's there, it's been bound.
Now
let's say when they lose a car. You know, I hear you out in your prayers.
I lose
my car which was bound. Even in heaven, it's lost.
Omukazi wange,
my wife,
yasibibwa,
who was bound,
musumulula,
I lose her.
Who comes from America?
Who comes from America?
Who comes from China?
Who comes from China?
China,
in China, even in heaven, you need to understand one thing. They give you command, angels are going to lose. Those who are going to be binding, that they come from heaven, come bind those to be bound on earth.
They
lose things to be loosed here. Not understanding a scripture, everything you bind on earth, even heavens is bound.
Yes, Jesus.
I go in prayer of fasting.
Matthew 18:18.
What? They say, whatever you'll bind on earth, what is that this one, it's what they will bind. Those who bind will come from heavens to bind it here on earth. You share among yourself the scripture.
All demons were chased, their fallen angels, they're no more there. But because those who fulfill that scripture, they come from heaven.
That's why
I say where you bind on earth. Even it's heavens, it's bound.
It's
that it's in heavens, even on the earth. Now let us say, James is a thief. We've caught, arrested him here.
Even
heavens is there, he's been arrested. You just understand that scripture, we share it. Angels who fulfill that we have to quote it.
What
we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Lord, we understand well
that
what we command to be bound, you sent angels to bind it. You know Revelation 20. He said, I saw an angel. And he has a big chain. He came down from heaven. Yes. Something you've understood.
Yes,
we do like this. I'm going to command those who bind.
Bind
demons as you call them out there.
We know
all those are demons. We don't need to know their names, each one of them. Now waste time, know what then?
Satan is
Satan.
When
you go in America, is the same Satan.
Bonado government mu America ateba muita bwe
batine.
Yo muje mizoje jimu.
They are the same people. Ngaba
bibe Uganda no mu America.
As thieves in Uganda.
Ngaba bibe bo mu Europe.
Thieves in Europe.
Abo Asia je mizoje yo mu yo.
The same demons.
Ngo bwenzi bwa mu Asia.
As in Africa. Even in Africa it's adultery.
Because
of Asia committed with hands.
They all committed
on fellow human beings. Even the same demons.
I
don't know whether in Asia there is a demon of Kaula. That's foolishness, madness.
Satan, you know,
it's Satan and his acts are these.
I
told you fornication of Asia is of blue color. And that of Africa is red. Even poverty of Europe, even of America, the same, if the eating is the same. Demons troubling them. The demon of poverty, they're all the devils.
I
was giving an example.
That
Matthew 18:18 says, everything you bind on earth,
it's
bound in heaven. What we lose on earth, it's loosed in heaven. It's not that to say in heaven, okay, your land was bound.
Your
house here was bound. You've not finished it.
What do you
say? Is a copy of your house in heaven bound there? It does not. It was bewitched in heaven.
Your
house bound in bewitched in heaven is not complete yet. What you had to understand.
Me,
in that scripture, I have to quote it. And I do my part.
Those
fulfill who come from heaven to get down. For when I read Revelation 20, verse 1, I see an angel going to bind coming down. You read as we hear. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1.
Nainashumuzo chobunye butakoma nolu jegero runene mu mukono gwe olinyolo kubiri nakwato gusota omusota ogwedda ye muli oliomi era setani nagusibira emyaka
10.
Yes. Revelations 20 shows me.
Endaga.
It shows me.
Matayo 18:18
kyetegeeza. 18 what it means.
Jetunasiba kunsi ne muguru kisibwa. Kinaga nti bwendumira basibe sitani. Malaika ava muguru.
Angel comes from heaven to earth.
Abira onyoro soka.
Revelations 20.
Nenda ba malaika anga ava muguru.
I saw an angel get down from heaven.
Ngali no rujegero runene.
A big chain.
Ne kisumuzo chebunyo obutakoma.
Key of the bottomless
pit. Nakwato gutta.
Called the dragon.
Omuliyo lyo
the
nagusiba.
He bound it.
Kati gwe murokore.
Now you born again.
Odumbye musala yorutalo.
Prayer of warfare to bind.
Sitani.
To binding the devils.
Enjegere ngatolina.
You do not have chains with yourself.
Kakati gwe tolina njegere.
You do not have chains.
Zigenda siba.
Which are going to bind demons.
Wabona waliwo banafe ba malaika abazira abazira.
Our colleagues, the mighty angels who have them.
Yes,
they have them.
By the way, at Twitter. Mpoze ekisumuzo ky'obunyo obutakomo kirina.
Now, the key of the bottomless pit, do you have it?
Osingana omuntu yekalakasa.
Find someone rioting.
Mbasibira mu ddungu olwaleero.
Desert today.
Olujegere luliwa.
Where is the chain?
Mbasibira mu nyanja.
I bind you in the ocean.
Side chi?
Which side of it?
Urabye ebintu wa mabi bande
bijja bitambula. Things how they've come moving?
Kati gwe bora bisale zasa bikubanga abiri musambu.
Prayers
nenda la nyinji.
27th and many others.
Abiri musambu gwe 2019.
October 2019.
Ngazigena maso kutukira.
And they're moving on to be fulfilled.
Tege kasi yona.
To prepare the whole world.
Zasa bikubanga zitambulira dala mu kigambo cha
Katonda. We prayed as they moved in the word of God.
Aba malaika bayino kole kisoboko zitukiriza.
Angels had to do all possible to fulfill them.
Okutuka ngaliro.
Even up to today.
Kubanga tetwayogera bitategeera.
But we did not speak what we did not understand.
Kakati ateba malaika bebamu.
But the same angels.
Era abasiba.
Those who bind. The demons.
Era bebasumulula.
They are the ones who lose.
Bana abantu chimanyinga.
Maybe you did know that.
Kubanga wetwatuma abasiba tetwabagamba ate kusumulula.
Those who bind, we didn't tell them to lose.
Kusumulula abasibi.
Losing those bounds.
Wali wabasibi.
There are people captives bound.
Bogerwa ko wali mu Isaiah.
Spoken in Isaiah. They accepted by y'all of the Lord to set the captives free. These scriptures are interesting. Now, the way we were binding, even in heaven they bind. These things were so hard. Not even there. Is not even possible. You see the problem? You see why demons always are in the churches? Where the prayer warriors, demons are right there feasting. We shall not go. They know. You left your guns behind. You came in the war. Battlefield.
What
they came with the arrows began to pierce the heart.
Fornication,
robbery entered the church. All perversions within the church. And they know if you want to wreak havoc and confusion, let's go to the church. Demons in the markets, they're silent. They don't
trouble.
They're in the heads of people, silent, dormant even. They don't stress them. As they reach in the church. And they reach on those drama actors. Go! I bind you.
And says,
go away, where are the chains? You know
the
drama actors in the church. You know drama actors. He drinks something and begins to spit fire out of his mouth.
You
find the angel born again as an angel of fire. Yet he is there blowing fire.
Fire!
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 Fire! Fire! Fire!
Fire!
The
angel of fire is on the side waiting. You stop things of drama acting.
The
demons do not leave church. They're always there. They know there is drama within there.
You
expose your privacy. They fall on them. They throw off your legs. Those who tie the legs up there. Do you know what is involved in the church of God? They familiarize people like that. In the market, they're silent.
In the parliament, the thieves are seated silent in their heads.
But when they reach in the church, they know there are things they do which they don't understand. They try to be chasing it, the chasing is not clear. What happens? They begin to act drama. Every day. But indeed,
the
person discovers you have a missile and you strike them with one, and tomorrow they come back. If indeed we had weapons of war, you know, the Bible goes to say the weapons of warfare, they are not flesh and blood, but they are mighty to demolish strongholds. You don't get to common sense. Weapons, my weapons, how are they? Pastor Gilton. Now, when you move
on,
the weapons of my warfare,
they are flesh,
blood by the mighty.
And you begin,
how did you involve yourself?
In
that time you saw, you had them, how they
appear.
The world, as we said, I have them in the spirit by faith. I hold my sword attacking.
Stop
things of acting mad like that. You first read for us 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3-4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3.
Kubane wakubadde nga tutambulira mubiri. Tetulwana kugobereranga mubiri.
We are in the flesh. But we don't want to follow the flesh.
You
spray of warfare.
Mulikale nyizo gamba siba.
Can't say bind.
Nina malaika abadoni wenjagere siba.
Abadoni of the chains bind.
Sagala nchikole mubiri nti ninga siba.
But my army of the angel I command it
is
fast in the spiritual world. Going to bind this demon. They're going to hunt for it. There are those hidden under the beds. In the baskets. There are those in the goats. Those you put in the cows, the sheep. Those in the trees. Demons there. There are those on your head where you are out there. The Muslims say that there are demons in the toilets. You lie, deceive yourself. Demons, they are not in the toilet. They are maggots in the toilet there. Demons in the toilets, are they there for maggots to get them? Demons looking for what in the toilet? Where you are
going
to be. They want to be epoxy. They go to be the toilet where you are a little time. The one who told you that things need to be researched of his understanding.
Uh.
But if you look to these walls, you too must be knowing your weapons. For it given you, but understood it's the Holy Spirit. Understood the mighty ones, the angels of war. They even have weapons. Know your weapons who have them. You first finish there. Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.
Kubanga ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri naye bya amaanyi eri Katonda olw'okumenya ebigo.
Yes.
Si bya mubiri.
They are not carnal.
Tobeera okuttawe jambia.
That you're holding a panga physically.
Many were over in a singer about Morocco and Gabatami.
Want to get a phone when they are shooting, shooting in warfare.
Fire,
fire, fire. We attack. They're attacking demons physically.
Some
find them holding chain prayers. We fight you. Others fall down like commandos. You move up on the prayer mountain in Uganda and you go down like a commando. And you begin to attack Satan. I attack him. I have you. You have him. But if
says,
the weapons of all flesh and blood, but they are mighty to demolish strongholds. Now you first tell me, which strongholds did you know? Those you were breaking and pulling down. The stronghold of poverty, yet it's still there.
Why is
there king complication and arrogancy? Built a stronghold, remained, you claim you're pulling down strongholds.
Well,
someone said, but now, we have broken strongholds. Pastor, we've prayed giant prayers. Look at the state of church as you claim you've prayed giant prayers. Look at the look how you are all clothing. Look how you look like a thief. Don't you see? But Bible says, angels have the weapons of the wrath of God. Now those are one you needed. Blood, those who have them are angels.
First,
read Revelation
15
verse
1.
Revelation chapter 15 verses 1.
Nenda bakabonera akalala muguru akanene akechitalo. Bamalayika musanvu ngabalina ibonyobonyo musanvu ebyekomerero kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mubutukirira.
Have you heard
bamalayika musanvu
seven angels
kuba tugenda kusomako banabo kabi ntalu.
Of these we're going to only study four of warfare,
but specialists mu yentalu,
specialists in warfare.
Musanvu balina ebyokulwanyisa byobusungu bwa Katonda.
Weapons of the wrath of God. Weapons,
that is 2
Corinthians 10. Verse 3 to 4. Weapons of warfare. They are not carnal. But they are mighty to demolish strongholds.
These
angels have them and they are of God. They hold the wrath of God. They are Michaels with the balls. They got trap chasing demons, trapping them and snare them. And they capture them. They are abadons of the chain, binding to take in the bottomless pit,
pushing to
darkness under the pits of hell. Those of fire they burn. Not this, we blow fire by ourselves. Have you seen? That's what I began telling you.
You
know how the Holy Spirit leads us with the holy angels.
okutuukiriza
to fulfill
ebyawandiikwa eby'essale ey'olutalo
scriptures of prayer of warfare.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Balina ebyokulwanisa ebyaddala.
They have real weapons.
Era malayika wa Mukama agobera ddala omuzimu.
The angel of God chases a demon.
Kubanga emizimu egyo myoyo mibi.
Those demons are evil spirits.
Bamalayika abaago.
The fallen angels.
Bekweka mu nsi eyo myoyo
eyobutalabika. Hide in the invisible world where it cannot
see. Ne bamalayika nabo myoyo egitumibwa.
Even angels are spirits sent.
Bajja okutuweereza.
As they come to serve us.
Kadi kwe
remain stand here in the position of commanding as the word of God is. And they pass the spiritual world to fulfill.
Though
you're sleeping, you call them in the dream, they come. I am a witness of that. Aren't you witnesses of that?
Never over way by
sea. So you
no
sleep
gamba.
And you say,
Abaddon, you went
again. Abaddon of the chains.
Google of Zimu.
The demon is here, catch it. They take it swiftly in the twinkle of an eye.
Bafu to came in.
They run swift.
Malaika,
an angel.
America.
The twinkle of an eye is in America. They can chase a demon. Why in Psalms 35 as I finish, we shall come back with the second part of this seventh point. But this psalm says like this.
Zaburi ya sura 65 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Psalm 35 verses 5.
Baberenge ebisunku ebitwalibwa n'empewo era malayika wa Mukama ng'abagoba.
Yes.
Omanyi bagoba omuzimu nga gulinga ekisunku.
They chase a demon, it's like a chaff in the wind.
Ola bino by'ogirota mu kiroto ng'ogusabula.
You dream in a dream.
Nebufuuka ekipapula.
And you beat it, it turns to paper.
Bagusabula negufuuka ekipapula ne bagukoleza omuliro.
It turns to paper, they light and a fire on it.
Bino byemulwana najo nejufuka akana akatone.
Fight with them,
they tell you. Baby, bongera kusabula.
It cries, you beat, they beat it more.
Kubanga bamanyi kuvada banyo kwefura
fura. They know from all their death masquerades.
Baliba raika bendaro.
Those ages of warfare.
Agugobanga ekisunku mubanga.
Chases it as chaff in the wind.
Now,
these you said you chase demons. Those of the city.
You
need to send angels chase them all over the entire city. Enter in another city, they go even there.
And
they chase themselves to the corners of the earth. Until they have it. You finish there.
Zaburi ya 65 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms 35 verses 6.
Ekkubo lyabwe liberenga ekizikiza n'obuseerezi era malayika wa Mukama ng'abayigganya.
Yes.
Oli abadde agoba amaliriza mu lunyiriri olw'okutaano.
As finished in the verse 5.
Kati waliwo ayingiddewo n'ekizikiza.
One was coming with darkness.
Obava mbunyo obuta baba
doni. Come from the bottomless pit.
Mike aba akyagufuutu.
As Michael is chasing it.
Ngabagulinda.
They wait for it ahead.
Batekawo enzikiza.
They display a darkness there.
Ngabatekawo obuseerezi.
And they put their slippery on the way.
Choka gufubutuka.
It first runs and it's not moving from one place.
Ne balyoka baguyiganya.
And they pass it.
Emboko.
Choice. With a rod, striking it with a chain, and it begins to yell. It's running, it cut
me.
Enjoyed warfare as in the
giant
of heaven. Up now, I request we get back to that experience. After I prayed,
prayers
here, I said, take the spiritual wars, I see the outcomes, the results. How dare I pray this without proving the results?
I
have to await, see what God has answered me. Abaddons, they persecute. They display a darkness there. Michael first chases it.
You know,
Satan and his demons, the fallen angels from heaven. Demon, they cast on the earth Abaddon with this group of the chains. They display the darkness there. And they put a slippery on the way. runs
swift, but it can't leave a place it thinks it's moving on. As it feels the torment
begin,
chains of persecution, it's struck with a chain. This world would have finished and overcome all these wars.
In
the spiritual world would have consumed, taken over all the wars
that finished
them. Physical wars automatically they get to finish also. For those who've been stirring them up and they live in wrath and anger
and enticing
and the many others they've been in the spiritual world. Have you seen that?
So much gambejo.
Now in that word, shall come back with the second point of this seventh point.
Where's this point?
In the seventh point you made to know on the prayer of warfare. Where we
are
going to understand those four groups of angels, how they work in prayer of warfare to fulfill the word of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.